The Accidental Universe. In the 5th century BC, the philosopher Democritus proposed that all matter was made of tiny and indivisible atoms, which came in various sizes and textures, some hard and some soft, some smooth and some thorny. But the atoms themselves were accepted as givens or first beginnings. In the 19th century, scientists discovered that the chemical properties of atoms repeat periodically, as in the so-called periodic table, but the origins of such patterns remained mysterious. It wasn't until the 20th century that scientists learned that the properties of an atom are completely determined by the number and placement of its electrons, the subatomic particles that orbit the nucleus of an atom. These details, in turn, have been explained to high accuracy by modern physics. Finally, we now know that all atoms heavier than helium were created in the nuclear furnaces of stars. The history of science can, in fact, be viewed as the recasting of phenomena that were once accepted as givens, as phenomena that can now be understood in terms of fundamental causes and principles. One can add to the list of the fully explained the hue of the sky, the orbits of planets, the angle of the wake of a boat moving through a lake, the six-sided patterns of snowflakes, the weight of a flying bustard, the temperature of boiling water, the size of raindrops, the circular shape of the sun. All of these phenomena, and many more, once thought to have been fixed at the beginning of time, or the result of random events thereafter, have ultimately been explained as necessary consequences of the fundamental laws of nature, laws found by us human beings. This appealing and long trend in the history of science may be coming to an end. Dramatic developments in cosmological findings and thought have led some of the world's premier physicists to propose that our universe is only one of an enormous number of universes with wildly varying properties, and that some of the most basic features of